This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Steps for Students is an organization hoping to discover new ways to meet the needs of every student in British Columbia. On July the 1st, 2010, the group hit the road to walk and bike throughout the province, and since then has been gathering stories and ideas about the challenges faced by the provincial education system. The goal is to promote communication between various stakeholders, such as students, parents, teachers, administrators, community members, and the provincial government. Tulani Ackerman is a teacher in Prince Rupert and the founder of Steps for Students. She left Prince Rupert on July the 1st to begin a cross-province trek for her cause.
We're joined on the phone by Tulani Ackerman. Welcome back to People First Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
We spoke to you just after you left Prince Rupert, Tulani. It's good to speak with you again. I want to ask you what it's been like for you personally on this journey across the province. But first, in terms of your main purpose, which is to promote communication among key partners in education, how has that been going?
It's been great, actually. We've had some incredible input from people from all walks of life. So right from, you know, our teenagers right up to grandparents and in different communities. And the input that people have are given us is quite positive in the sense of where they'd like to see the education system go. Like, there's obviously the negative impact, like challenges that they're stating and things that they're upset about, but they're providing me with some great input of how and where they see the education system, where it could go.
Where exactly are you right now?
Right now, I am in Chilliwack.
Oh, Chilliwack. Great. You pose three interrelated questions. What is happening in today's schools that should be kept? What is happening in today's schools that should be changed? And what one thing is the most important change needed in the school system? Now, what have you heard?
Well, definitely for what needs to be added, the one critical thing that people have said to me was they want their class sizes and more class sizes smaller and one-on-one time with their children. And the reason for this is because they want their children to have that connection with teachers. A gentleman spoke to me in Vanderhoof, and he said one of the reasons why he said had such an amazing experience in school was because he connected with his teachers. That his teachers were a part of his life, and what they weren't just there to teach him. They, you know, they were a friend to him also in the regards to, you know, just helping him become who he is. And some of the other things people talked about was the electives, you know, and life skills. So they want well-rounded citizens. They want their kids to become well-rounded citizens and not just mainstream through. So that's some of the things. The other thing is that they want their kids to be lifelong learners. So schooling just doesn't go from, you know, kindergarten to grade 12. They want the children to be lifelong learners, and I think that's also quite critical.
Now, you said some of the input was negative from those you've been speaking with, students, the provincial government, parents, teachers, administrators. What, and you use the word upset, what are they upset about?
The negative stuff that we've definitely been hearing is, I'm actually shocked, to be honest, is the lack of trust and confidence in our education system right now. Like, I knew that it was out there and I knew that it was bad, but I didn't realize it was this bad across the province. There was a woman who's had her children go through the system, and she spoke to us in Princeton and said, if I had kids today, I would never put them in the education system, the public education system. And I was pretty surprised by that statement. And she, we just heard in the Kootenay news that homeschooling has gone up 125%. And the reason people are sharing with me is because, first of all, the kids that don't need extra help, so are strong academic children, the parents are feeling they're not getting challenged. And then you've got the parents who have special needs children who they feel like their kids are falling through the cracks. So people are just saying that they feel as though if the education system cannot put their kids as a main priority, then they're going to remove them, and which I think is really sad because the public education system is the one system that allows our children to have equal status across the board, where every child has equal opportunity to become successful with scholastically or to figure out what they want to do in their lives. But we need to have more electives for the kids so that they can figure out what they need to do.
Tulani, you have approached the creation of a dialogue in a number of ways, including empowering children's voices and by gathering input from students, parents, and other interested parties. How have students and parents participated in the Steps for Students initiative?
Do you mean in Prince Rupert or along the trip?
Along the entire trip, your experience so far.
It's been really cool. We've sat down and we've interviewed some of the kids and mainly parents. And, you know, what a lot of parents are saying, too, is that this is very interesting, is they felt that other parents need to step up, that the education system is turning into a babysitting service. And so what I found quite amazing through this whole trip is, because I stated very clearly that it was a nonpartisan stance and that we're not here to blame. And, like, I would allow people to have their, you know, be at an event, but then I said, you need to, what are you going to do about it? And so a lot of parents, you know, people are stating, well, parents need to do their part, teachers need to do their part, the government needs to do their part. So basically they're stating we need to unite and come together.
You're listening to People First Radio. A group called Steps for Students is inviting community participation in a dialogue about finding solutions that meet the needs of all students within British Columbia's public education system. Tulani Ackerman is a teacher in Prince Rupert and the founder of Steps for Students. She began a walking and biking trek on July the 1st that has taken her across the province this summer in an effort to raise awareness and create dialogue. Tulani Ackerman is on the phone with us today from Chilliwack.
Tulani, you're not traveling alone on this journey. Tell us about the team you're with. Who is involved?
Well, it's been pretty exciting because when I left Prince Rupert, I have a few people biking with me for a little bit, but it basically it's been my mother-in-law, Barbara Henderson, and myself. And Barbara's been incredible. She cooks, she makes my phone calls, she makes sure I don't get hit from other vehicles behind me. But so that's been pretty amazing. Plus, my dad has joined us in the last 3 days, so when I get tired, he just goes ahead and lets me draft off of him for a while. So it's been pretty wonderful to have him along also, and he'll be going with us right to Parliament on August 12th.
What has this experience been like for you? How have you changed?
It's funny. I was thinking about that today on the bike and how I've changed. I think I think what it showed me a little bit is the empowerment of the people, how if we all step up together, we can make that difference. And so that's really encouraged me to see the amount of people that have said to me, you know, thank you for doing this. You know, we really appreciate you doing this for our kids. And so I think it's just excited me to think that, you know, there are people that are willing to unite instead of fight. And so that's been very positive for me to see in our province.
Is there anything that you've found has been a disappointment in this journey?
Not really. You know, you always have your challenges. Like, I think one of my probably disappointment, well, wasn't a disappointment, a major challenge was when I miscalculated the kilometers from Vernon to Edgewood, which was, I thought was 95 kilometers and ended up being 135 that day. So that was a little bit challenging, but no, I'm not disappointed. I'm actually quite happy with how this whole trip has taken place. And I have a week left and it's over.
Now you're going to arrive in Nanaimo on Tuesday, August 10th. Has anything specific been planned for the Nanaimo area in particular?
No, I haven't, but people are more than welcome to call me on my cell phone, which is 622-7373, and I would love to hear what they have to say, and I'll just be there, and they can fill out forms if they like. And also, if they want, on the 12th, what we're going to do is we're going to be meeting at the Parliament buildings at noon, and there'll be a picnic, and I will be also having forms. So if people can't reach me in Nanaimo, they're more than welcome to come to the legislature at noon.
Which is the destination point in Victoria.
Yeah, and that is our finish.
Wonderful. Well, we have just a moment left. Is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation today?
I just want to thank everybody who's supported us and has also donated to our cause, and also the honks and the waves that people have done along my trip. It's been great, and I just encourage if people, if they see us, you know, you want to talk to us, please do, and give the honk and a wave. I would definitely love it. I've been quite tired, so it's nice for that encouragement. And just go to our website and join the conversation of what you'd like in the education system.
And that website again, Tulani?
It is www.stepsforstudents.ca.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us again today. We really appreciated having you on the show again.
Oh, thank you. So great talking to you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Tulani.
Okay, bye. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tulani Ackerman is a teacher from Prince Rupert, British Columbia, who is working to unite people to seek positive solutions to the many challenges facing students and educators across the province. She's the founder of Steps for Students, and she joined us from the road on what will eventually be a six-week-long walking and biking trek across BC. Tulani has been participating in and inviting dialogue about the education system from both individuals and communities. You can find out more online at stepsforstudents.ca.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM. CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.